Hello, this is Von Lee with breaking news headlines on Society Complex. Beyonce is providing financial assistance to Texas amid the winter storm that has affected millions in Texas. They are without power, electricity, and heat. On February 18th, the entertainer's Be Good Foundation announced its partnership with Adidas and a Houston disaster relief organization, Breed of Life, to provide up to $1,000 to people affected by the extreme winter storm. Reported by the Associated Press, scientists have cloned the first U.S. endangered species, a black-footed ferret, duplicated from the genes of an animal that died over 30 years ago. The clone ferret named Elizabeth Ann was born on December 10th and is being raised at the Fish and Wildlife Service Blackfoot Ferret Breeding Facility in Fort Collins, Colorado. Elizabeth Ann is a genetic copy of another ferret named Willa, who died in 1988, and her remains were frozen in the early stages of the DNA techniques. Rising tennis star Naomi Osaka has won the Australian Open title over Jennifer Brady. Osaka claims her fourth Grand Slam and second victory at Melbourne Park. This powerful tennis star is certainly a force to be reckoned with as she advances forward in her career. On Friday, the United States formally rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement. President Biden has made it clear that dealing with the climate crisis is one of the issues that is high on his priority list as the new administration is settling into their post. He started this on only hours after being sworn in by signing an executive order to recommit the United States to the accord. In Raleigh, North Carolina, an investigation is forming after a pedestrian was killed after being hit by a vehicle on Friday evening. The incident occurred on eastbound I-440 just before the I-87 exit around 11:30 p.m. North Carolina State Auditor Beth Wood's office has released an audit February 18th and found the Department of Health and Human Services did not do a great job of safeguarding the Medicaid provider enrollment process. The audit states that they didn't properly secure qualified providers. Examiners also uncover 66 Medicaid providers who have been disciplined by their licensed providers. Some of the reasons for the discipline include drug abuse and sexual misconduct. Group 3 vaccines start next week on February 24th in Wake County, North Carolina. Group 3 includes educators and child care workers that work in person or will be returning to work in person imminently. On February 22nd, the county will update the online vaccination request form. PNC Arena, Wake County Commons Building, and the Wake County Public Health Center are vaccination clinics that offer appointments 6 days a week and during evening hours. Stay tuned after this break for more breaking news headlines on Society Complex. We are back with breaking news headlines. Thank you for joining us on Society Complex. President Joe Biden has approved a major disaster declaration for Texas amid the winter storm that has affected millions of Texans. They are suffering from widespread power outages and a water shortage during this deep freeze. The declaration makes federal government funds widely available for residents across the state. It includes assistance for housing, home repairs, and low-cost loans for people who don't have insurance to cover the loss of their property. The United States has deported Friedrich Karl Berger, a 95-year-old former Nazi concentration camp guard in Germany, according to the Justice Department. He had been living in Tennessee. Berger was deported for taking part in Nazi-sponsored acts of persecution while serving as an armed guard in 1945, the department reported. In a statement, the acting attorney general, Monty Wilkinson, said that the United States is not a safe haven for those who have participated in Nazi crimes against humanity. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin addressed a viral video from TikTok featuring a female Marine in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. The video showed a distressed female officer claiming that senior Marine Corps allowed a fellow Marine to stay in service after they has sexually assaulted her, despite the admission of guilt from the Marine, among other evidence. Austin said he is deeply disturbed by the video and he has asked his team to gather more information. In Georgia, 45-year-old Amanda Hickey faces charges of felony murder and cruelty to children after she allegedly put a four-month-old infant named Charlie on his back and didn't check on him for almost 2 hours. When he was checked on after this time period, he was found unresponsive and rushed to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. She was running a daycare called Little Lovey Daycare. This is still under investigation, as investigators say they have more video evidence from the home that shows other incidents. Hickey has been denied bail as of Thursday. Thank you for listening to Breaking News Headlines on Society Complex.